Welcome or welcome back to Soul Sourced, the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you. So stay tuned. Hey! I know it has been a while, right? So we're going to get into everything in this episode. Of course, you see that we're talking about the top three essential ways to get the life that is flowing and overflowing for you, not one that you're just pretending to have. Okay, with a lot more detail than that. But we're going to have to have updates first and, you know, just do a little talking time, get back acquainted with one another because your girl has been MIA, okay? And I'm going to explain everything right before we get into the topic. And then, like usual, we would get into it and we will talk. Love you. Stay tuned. Okay, so updates. I have been everywhere, guys. Let me tell you, wedding season is truly upon us. And it just so happened to be upon my best friend this time. Okay. My best friend in the whole entire world, he's been on this podcast a couple times, just got married. It was spontaneous. It was beautiful. It is amazing. And I am so happy for him. I love him so much. I love his husband so much. I just love it all. Like, oh, you guys, I just bawled my eyes out and I really spent time with them. And it's just been a lot. Okay. It has been a lot, but it has been the best time. Right. And right before that, I had not one, not two, not three, four cousins graduate this year. Okay. If you can imagine, my head is literally spinning, literally spinning. Four cousins graduate, best friend get married. And guess what? You got to remember, your other friends have birthdays. So I also had a birthday party to attend this past weekend as well. Yeah. Life has been lifing, plus work, plus regular stuff. Oh, and I've thrown in a splash of... Let's not even get into that. But yeah. Okay. I have been super, super, super busy lately, and it has been in the most, of course, like I said, beautiful ways, the things that make life worth living, life worth enjoying, and, you know, the things that we care about. Like, we don't care about all that stuff at the end of the day. It's the connections, it's the people, it's the way we feel, okay? So, yeah, I've just been really busy, and you know what? Actually very uninspired, if I'm honest, when it comes to the podcast. And I know you guys are like, how, Jada, if you're having all these beautiful moments in your life, wouldn't you think, especially love, wouldn't you think I had something to talk about or I had been inspired in some way to speak to you guys about? No, I think when you truly just are living in the moment, and you care about the people that you're living in those moments with, it is all about them. Like, you are not looking to take from this situation to gain anything. You are truly just experiencing them and that connection that you have to them. So that is me. That is truly what I've been doing. And it's felt good. Okay, I wanted to say sorry that I've been gone, but I'm not sorry. I'm going to forever be here for you guys. This podcast is going nowhere. I know it's been a couple of weeks. I have been gone, and I apologize for that. And I'm learning to have some backup episodes because that is not okay. All right, that is not okay. I do apologize for my absence, but not like why I was absent, if you get what I'm saying, right? So, yeah. Father's Day, oh gosh, everything has just been coming up, right? But it feels good. It feels good, and I feel whole, and I feel loved, and my cup is filled, all right? My cup is filled to the top, and that is a good thing for you guys, because now I am back, and I wrote this whole episode today So I'm so excited to give it to you and share this. All right, stay tuned. Make sure you comment your favorite part of the episode when you're done on whatever platform you're listening to. I love you. Okay, so let's hop into the reason why you guys clicked on this episode in the first place. Three essential ways you can stop forcing life and let it start overflowing in the direction you want it to. I know you've heard this 1,000 times, but your mindset is everything. Okay, discipline and your mindset. Your mindset will give you discipline, right? So I wrote here, shift your thinking from what you need to achieve your goals to what you have. Think about one thing you already have and write it down. Write down multiple ways you can use it. Take me for example. I fortunately have a car, a phone, and a tripod. So for me wanting to be a content creator, those are some essential things that you kind of need. Thinking of places to go so I can take different pictures in different scenes, or, you know, the tripod is for me to take my own pictures, because let me just tell you, you can't rely on everybody. And then a phone, of course, to take the pictures. So I had to stop thinking, oh, I need people to take my pictures. Oh, I need the best places to go, how do I find the best places? Girl, search it up on your phone. Look at where other people went. If you have the same aesthetic as them or going for the same vibe, like, do the research. Look at what you have and not what you don't. Now, that's easier said than done in this world of comparison and all those other things, right? So I was one of those people like, oh, I need my hair done. Well, you need to look a certain way. This is only in the content creation, you know, spectrum. You need to be presentable. You need to, know exactly what you're going for so people can take it the way you want to give it. You see what I'm saying? So I had to say, what can I do to achieve my goal with what I have? If I don't have much, right? I have my car, I have my phone, I have my tripod. I can take my own pictures, I can get to where I need to go. Period. Let me tell you guys, that mindset helped me go viral. I'm saying 4.3 million views, over 50,000 likes viral. Then, of course, as we all know, one video goes viral, the rest follow suit, right? So it's about really putting in the work, working with what you have, and stop looking at what you don't. Shifting your mind from lack to abundant. And trust me, as somebody that was clearly, as I was talking about earlier in the episode, I just had no motivation. And you can't always look for motivation. It has to be discipline. And that's something I kept telling myself. Do what you need to do, not what you want to do. And I'm somebody that's like a free Nelly, free Willy girl. So I'm always doing what I want to do. And so my career choice honestly has helped me with discipline so much, because I've learned I've had to do what I have to do and not what I want to do a lot of the time to continue to do what I want to do, right? So I shifted my mind when it came to content creation, because I know what I want to do with my career and what I want to do with my life. So that mind shift got me to 4.3 million views and consistent viral videos after that point of content creation for me. And I kid you guys not, it will push you. Now, I don't know, your certain thing. It could be studying. What can you do? Don't say you need this nightlight, or you need this desk, or you need to go to this coffee shop so you can. No, because you know what you need to do? Pass that test, right? So if you need to pass the test, you need to get your butt up, maybe go outside. Going outside, it's free. Or if it's too hot or too cold, stay inside, create yourself a little nook somewhere that you can, and buckle down, because at the end of the day, you're the only one that can do for you and get you to where you want to go. There's nobody coming to save you. Okay, babe? Like, let's get that out of the way. There's nobody coming to save you. So do what you got to do. from lack to abundant. You have a pencil, you have a journal, you have the book you need to study from, you have everything you need. Okay? Go do it. Stop waiting. You have it. And once you start, you will literally see, oh, I did have it. I did have enough. When I tell you the video that went viral, that bathing suit was from Shein. It probably cost 10 bucks or less. Like, you know what I mean? And it was a 4 to 5, I think it was like maybe 8 seconds top reel. I've spent 4 to 5 hours editing in a reel that got maybe 400 views. Okay? Like, that is the reality of the situation. You're going to have to put in work and maybe not get the results that you want in the beginning, but you have to stay consistent. And if you really want it, like if you really want it, you would get off your ass and stop making excuses. And I can say that to you because I've been the person on my ass making excuses more times than one, more times than I even want to admit, to be honest. So I'm telling you now, shift your mind. And then it will start to overflow. Shift your perspective. It will start to overflow. I have what I need. I have what I need. I can achieve my goals. I have what I need. I can achieve my goals. Repeat that. I have what I need. I can achieve my goals. All right. So let's go to 2. Expenses. Now, guys, I don't want to say that I'm an expensive girl because I'm not, but I'm a girl. Right? So being a girl, there's just all these expenses that we have that you don't even realize. Pads, razors, different deodorants, because sometimes they break out. I mean, I guess guys can have that one too. Nair, just all these things that's just one side of our body. Like, that's just one. Then you have to get your hair done. Maybe you don't get your hair done a lot. But I somewhat do. It might be a problem, but yeah. So hair, nails, I do appreciate having my nails and toes done. My mom taught me that when I was very young, just like that upkeep of yourself. It makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. And it's very true, especially when it comes to me. So I upkeep myself a lot, right? So that means I'm spending money. I wouldn't say a lot. But a lot. And what that taught me, if I wanted to keep these things up, if I wanted to make sure I look good, so I feel good, so I do good, I need to get my money in order. Because the prices that I'm paying at these nail shops, oh my goodness, skyrocketing. I mean, am I the last girl that was alive for the $25 sets? For like the $25 sets, you're max doing 30 out the door. Okay, I was a 40s girl because I was like, I need 40 bucks. I love my nail tech, whatever. But, and that was when my dad was paying for them. Yeah, the max $25 sets, those are the sets I was around. $10 toes, $20 toes. And it was like $20 was a pedicure, $10 was a color change. That is the generation of nails and toes I come from. So what I pay now when I walk out with $125, like the $125 charge really, really, really gets me, girl. Like it really gets me going. And I've said all that to say is create a budget. If you are a girl or a guy that likes to have your upkeep and you want to have money, you want to keep the money flowing and growing in your life, and you don't want to keep going to zero every maintenance week. Yeah. Yeah. And I know most of you guys are. Self-improvement is all about bettering you. So regardless if you're having a pamper day in a spa, or you're continuously buying, you know, books to improve your mental health, to improve your physical health, to improve your money management, business, anything, you will want to manage your funds. It is just a part of the task. And it is a part of the task that we don't learn in school. And honestly, our parents don't always teach us. I know mine didn't. So you have to learn that yourself. If you are a person that has friends, or I'm talking too fast. If you are a person that has friends that like to go out, and you are a friend that likes to go out with your friends, right? You need an activities budget. You need to say, this is what I can spend this weekend. This is what I'm going to spend the weekend after that. And when this is gone, it is gone. Your bank account is sad. She's mad that you continuously keep going to zero for this little weekend fun. Okay. She's very upset that you have to eat ramen noodles the rest of the week because you don't know how to say no to those plans. All right. She's very annoyed. She's very, very annoyed. And we don't like that. We want our bank accounts to be happy. We want her to be thriving and ever flowing, because when she's thriving, we're thriving. We're not saying, oh, how am I going to pay my car insurance? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to get groceries? Oh gosh, I can't get a new outfit for my friend's graduation, my friend's wedding, my friend's birthday party. Like, you want those funds in there so you can do the emergency things or the little fun things that spontaneously happen in life. Let's not go to zero. Let's have an overflowing bank account. Now, a simple way to start saving is $25 every paycheck. Not every day. I know people have those little calendars where they're like, put five in, put this. Girl, not everybody gets paid every day. Like, I don't understand where you're coming from with that one. That is weird. That is crazy. No, you're not helping nobody. You're just doing stuff to brag. I feel like I don't even like those videos. Okay. So every paycheck, save what you can. It is hard out here. I'm not going to neglect the fact that it is so hard out here. But if you wanted to, you would. And that's just the simple fact. Our finances are a lot. I mean, I feel like you can't even really move on in relationships if the finances aren't talked about. You need to know how that person spends money and how they choose to make money, to be honest. And can you see their money? Or is their money saved? And every girl knows what I mean when I say, can you see their money? But for the males, can you see where her money is going when you look at her? Okay. And if you can, that's honestly, we know how to ball on a budget. So that's not even like a thing. I can't even, you know, say, oh, because me, I know how to ball on a budget. So your girl probably does too. Talk to her, have the open conversation. If we want to get any further, any type of closeness with our person, we will talk about money. Money is a very uncomfortable topic. Okay? It is a very uncomfortable topic because you're kind of sharing things that you don't share with people. But I think that's what brings you closer. Because you don't want to have to think, should I not pick this restaurant? How much does he make? How much does she make? Like, no. Talk about it. Talk money. It will definitely bring you closer. And then you'll be able to gauge, you know, dates and things like that, and bills and things like that. So it'll indefinitely be the best part of your relationship that you talked about money so early on. And men always feel like they have to overly impress us with the first date. So if you guys, like, on the first date say, oh, this is, you know, how I like to spend my money. I would like to pay for this and you can pay for that. And, you know, stuff like that. I think that you will appreciate it because you can be calm about, you know, the check and all those things. It is an anxious thing for, I know, a lot of girls. Me and my friend group, we talk about it all the time. It is so, it's a little anxious activity. Like, it's weird. And then for men, they want to impress us. So if you say, I would like to spend this much on the date, just so we're, you know, in this spectrum, I think they'll really appreciate that. So yeah, use your voice, stand up, talk about money. Money is a real thing in relationships and in life. So get your money right, get your mind right. And our last one is your relationships, connections. I wrote connections here. And to get involved in your life, if you desire friendships, go out and make friends. or make a profile on Tinder, Bumble, whatever apps are out there, you know, and just put friends strictly. Get involved in your life if you want connections and friendships with people. And go outside. Go outside. Go meet new people. I say this to myself a lot because I have like a designated friend group when I want to go places. But I would love to meet new people. So a big thing I've been doing a lot when I go out is giving people my Instagram. And I don't even stop there. I have them DM me. Because with my Instagram, they have to really, or I won't know, like, the following, you know, I just won't know they followed me. So I have them DM me so I can respectively, you know, follow them back. And then I text them like a message like, hey, met here. So I can start a conversation with them if I'm like interested in the person and our friendship. And I just love that. It has been working out so well for me. I love meeting new people and I love, you know, some connections can be very fruitful. Don't go out there looking for the fruitful connections in that way. Be open to everybody regardless. But at the same time, you never know who you can meet and who can literally change the trajectory of your life just by you taking the leap of faith and going out. Go out. And I'll say the same thing for dating. If you want a good guy or you want to meet a guy in person, there's nothing wrong with that. Go outside. Go to the bars. Go to, right now I'm at the this is so funny to me actually. Right now I'm at the tennis courts. Okay. I'm at the tennis courts, the pickleball court. I'm where the activity and the vibes are. The gym. I haven't gone to the gym since all this, everything has been going on. But once I'm done with that, I'm getting back in the gym. Those are good places to meet people because you're already in a place where you're like-minded, right? So you already value something the same. When you're in a bar, okay, they could be out for celebration of something. They could be out for groom's party, you know, like they could be out for anything. So you don't know if you're very like, oh, we like to go to the bars on Sundays and have a good time. Like, he's a good time. No, you don't know that because they're just all out. I'm not saying that's, you know, to not go there, but I strictly advise going places where you're like mind, Barnes & Noble, things like that. And the dating apps are really cute these days. I'm not going to lie. Some suck and you really have to weed out the terrible ones, but some can be really good. I've gone on a few really good dates. I think Hinge is perfect for, well, you know, anybody. We've gone on some good dates. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm not even going to talk about it, but like I'm saying, you get the point, you get the gist of where I'm going. You have to get activated. You have to get involved in your life and be intentional, because if you don't, the connections that you're seeking and desiring, we all desire these connections. We all want people that we can love or that we can laugh with and share big and small moments with, right? Like, that is our, we all crave that. All of us. There's not a human on the planet that's like, I love being alone. I'll be alone forever, forever, forever. No, babe. I love my alone time, that's for sure. I love my space, that's for sure. I have my boundaries where I need my time to recuperate and recharge. And yeah, I love that alone time. But no, baby, let me tell you this, lover girl, if you are new here, you do not know, but I am a chronic lover. Like, I just love love. I love being in love, even though I've got my heart broken. I love love, okay? So I'm never going to shoo you guys away from going for that. I'm always going to push you towards love. I'm always going to push you towards connections and family and friends, because those are what fulfill our life. Like I was saying earlier, I'm back and I'm better. And I know you guys can feel my energy because I can feel my energy, right? Like, I feel better because of the love I've been given and the love I've shared these past few weeks. I am so happy. I am. So I advise you guys to just go connect. Connections mean so much, and they can do so much for you and in your life. Those are my three essential ways to stop forcing your life. Stop going after people that clearly don't want you, going after situations that you are not thriving in, and having a mindset that will never fulfill your life, that will never get you to where you want to go. You need to get present. You need to set your goals and stick to them. And if you, I wouldn't say fail, I don't want to use the word fail, but if you fall off, because I fell off, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, right? So if you fall off, guess what? You can come back. You can be better. If the love was real, the love will be there. Okay? So I love you guys. Three essential ways you can stop forcing life and start oh the overflow. I'm messing up my own title, but you guys get what I'm saying. I hope this episode helps you. I want you to send it to two or three people because I know you have a couple of people in your life that would really benefit from listening to this, just like you did. I hope. So I'll talk to you guys on Friday. I love you so much, and we are back on our regular schedule. This is a I'm so sorry episode. So you will get this Wednesday, the 21st of June. And then you have another episode on Friday. And then I'm either going to go back to regular schedule this Friday, or I might have like some extra episodes next week because I do feel bad. And I love you guys the most. You soul sourced is my heart. It's my soul. And I hate feeling like I disappointed you guys. I'm not gonna lie, you guys kept up my listenership. So I love you for that as well. I'm just giving all the love. You can tell I'm just in that mode right now, can't you? But yeah. Serious Jada, calm down. Calm down. Make sure you tune in on Wednesday. Send this episode to a couple friends or family members. I said tune in on Wednesday. I meant tune in on a Friday. Okay, whatever. It's that time. I love you. Goodbye. And remember, you can do anything you put your mind to. Okay, now I'm really gone. Bye.